Now, Kimberly, fantastic to see you here for your last stand, of course, at the New South Wales Country Cricket Championships in the Northern Conference, thanks to Maccas. But how have you enjoyed the festivities so far?
Oh, it's been excellent. The hospitality of Inverell has been outstanding, made welcome, and they've gone all out to make us feel welcome and put on the best carnival they can.
Players get extremely noisy out there. It's very, very passionate when you play for your province. Has it got a little bit over the top down through the years, or is it all expected, you know, that players encourage each other's teammates and there's a little bit of sledging on the way through?
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of passion involved. They're playing for their zone. They all want to win, and they play the game in a good spirit. Things get exciting out there, and it's reflected in some of the appeals. And no, the boys have been well behaved this weekend, so no other issues for us, but they just enjoy it and get on with it. And the umpires, we spoke on last night, and that they both had good goal, they had good games, so that was really well received by all so far.
Not too hot either, which doesn't hurt. Of course, it's in the Highlands, so it can only be about 26 to 28 degrees, but standing out there for hours upon hours by hours, I know you get a break every 2 hours, but and drinks every hour, it's one of those things where you've got to keep your concentration up, isn't it? And it's just through training and training and training you're able to do that.
Yes, exactly that. It takes a while to get a routine, but you also have to, I suppose, we kind of switch up and switch down from time to time, and we don't concentrate all the time. When it's ball's dead or whatever, we have a bit of a time to relax a bit, then get back onto the ball when the ball comes live again. So a bit of training and a bit of stamina, and you have to focus and concentrate and work as a team. That's a key secret to it.
Yeah, well, you're stepping back a bit as far as the lead umpiring, but you're running the show there at Newcastle District Umpires. Tell us a little bit about that, and has Newcastle got plenty of umpires, and just getting people to get stuck in, or getting ex-players to be part of it is a great challenge.
We're lucky enough in Newcastle to, in the last few years, to get a few ex-players come across to the dark side, as they say. But look, those guys are enjoying it. Some are still playing, and some are doing Sunday cricket as well, T20 twilight midweek. So they're really the ones that have actually gone on and studied the laws and did the examinations, etc., and done the trials with us. They've seen the different side of cricket. They're enjoying it, and a couple of them are coming on very, very well. So, and we've got about 60 umpires in Newcastle, as well as the CNS umpires, of course. The district umpires, about 60, and they're all varying Saturdays, Sundays. So we need the numbers up so we can get good representation on the field each weekend.
Yeah, it's not just heaps and heaps of umpires, but you really need quality people and people who know the rule book and are able to do that concentrated work. What about Darren Kutcher there at the Scorers and Umpires Association there at Cricket New South Wales? They've been fantastic support for you.
Absolutely. Well, we're affiliated with them, of course, and they're our major source and support. And we get tremendous backing and help and encouragement from Darren and his team there. And any time we need some assistance or I need clarification on laws, they're always up front and coming forward and helping us out. And we've been lucky enough to have Darren and co up from time to time to do presentations for our members up there as well. So that's all positive.
In your time, has it got more and more aggressive and more abusive, not only to other players when they play within each other, but also towards the umpires? Has that spirit of cricket thing sort of tried to stamp that out?
Yeah, I think there's a sprinkle of it around the place, and you always read of the stuff that's going on overseas a bit. We're lucky in Newcastle. We don't see much of that at all. We try and teach our umpires and train our umpires to manage the game, and that's part of it, and to work with the captains, and that's the other part of it. And once the captains are on side, they understand their responsibilities, that tends to help, plus the support of the individual clubs. That helps as well. So it's a bit of a team focus. And yes, you get a bit, but you let them settle down for a bit. You know, don't jump in too late or too quick. It's all a timing issue. And it's all, they're men and out there, and they get a bit hot sometimes, and it's 38 degrees. You've got to allow some allowance for it, but there are barriers, and if they cross the line, well, we need to do something about it and work with the captain to arrest the problem.
Beautiful. Well, if you want to be part of the experience of becoming an umpire, you can Google search Cricket Umpires Australia, of course, also through Newcastle, and go to the website there, ndcua.com.au, and also, of course, we can send an email to you at kimnorris@bigpond.com, and Kim, thanks for your time, and wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much, enjoy chatting.